Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Two great big movies, one of which is available for streaming right now on Disney Plus. It is the new live-action version of Peter Pan. It's called Peter Pan and Wendy. And Wendy, who is played by a child of two stars in Hollywood, who's actually quite good, helps to carry the movie. There's also Guardians of the Galaxy with the entire crew reassembled to save us all from a monstrous bad guy called the Higher Evolutionary. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also be talking about a very different kind of film. A film of biblical research that actually says, wait a minute, some of the stuff in the Bible that a lot of people look at as fairy stories may have some realistic grounding. And plus, with a big May full moon rising tonight, it offers sky watchers the chance to experience the colorfully named Flower Moon of 2023, which also meant when there was a similar occasion in 2018 in January, a collage of conspiracy calls our Call of the Week classic.
Yes, I have a very good conspiracy theory, and it's probably very valid because most people are not talking about it.
Anybody listening on the radio, you better perk your ear because I'm going to say a mouthful.
Can't seem to get anybody interested in this, but I saw a ghost about 10 years ago, and I've never been the same since.
I see dead people.
Bigfoot essentially is a threat to national security.
He is a threat?
Is a threat, yes.
How?
If we recognize this creature, whole swaths of forest land would probably be cordoned off, as well as a billion-dollar industry of our national parks would probably be shut down.
No compromise. Shut it down.
There's this conspiracy relating to this tax bill. The Trump administration is in a quid pro quo with a lot of these big corporations.
The corporations sit there in their corporation buildings, and see that they're all corporation-y.
I give you $1 billion in tax cuts, do a few crumbs to the little people so we can pass it.
It's very complicated.
I think that the hate speech and the language bills around the LGBT transgender movement, they're going to use that to silence people and make people afraid to talk in the future.
It's a big drama.
I never thought this was possible, but I believe that the image of Jesus in America is of a white man, because if he was a Middle Eastern man, they would never worship.
You really believe that?
They'd get rid of their religion altogether if it was just confirmed that he was a black man or a Middle Eastern man.
Jesus was a white man. I mean, that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa.
Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor wasn't bombed by the Japanese. Pearl Harbor was bombed by the U.S. Navy to get America to declare war on Germany.
Did America declare war on Germany?
Yes.
No. Germany declared war on us.
Well, there you go, because the president wants her to.
Cross our hearts and hope today. We believe in all these things.
This is a thing that we have in the White House that should never be there.
What kind of crap is this?
I mean,
he's president of the United States, Jeff.
Okay. He's a bought and paid for by the Russians. Putin's got his hand up his backside like a puppet.
False stories, all made up.
I believe the agenda is to create divisionism and separation between the sexes. Eradication of intimacy.
I know nothing.
In efforts to reduce the world's population so as to save Mother Earth.
Mother Earth is waiting for you. There's a debt you've got to pay.
The U.S. government
allowing foreign products to control our economy here in America.
Excuse me?
No one's noticed how they've changed all the traffic signs, the highway signs. It's been re-inked with some sort of foreign paint. It's not the regular American signs of the 1960s.
What? How do you distinguish between foreign paint and American paint?
Well,
can you prove any of this?
No, absolutely not.
Getting back on the UFO topic, I'm just more curious about why people are afraid to admit that there's something else out there. You know, and what I'll refer back to is the ancient ruins in South America, Central America. Some of these things that were built, the technology, like the way that they cut the stone, the shape, and, you know, the perfect angles, and I don't understand.
My own personal theory is that Joseph built the pyramids in order to store grain.
The UFO conspiracy. People have been seeing them for centuries, and some of the unusual ones, people would see animals, things that looked like blimps, and then they saw flying discs. A lot of people see orange balls flying around at 700 miles an hour.
You saw an orange ball flying around at 700 miles an hour?
Yeah, well, right across the water, you know.
What time of day?
Oh, it was at night.
Uh-huh.
First it went up from an island and made a W shape, and then it went down and went across the channel and up over a San Juan Island.
Uh-huh.
It's a massive extraterrestrial invasion.
Your explanation for what you saw was?
Well, it's hard to believe, but angels are so powerful they can appear as anything. They're not like visitors from another galaxy or a planet because they never stop and say hello.
Fine, I didn't want to say hello anymore either.
They just want to cause trouble and abduct people.
Why would angels want to abduct people?
It's classified.
Oh, they just want to cause trouble, the fallen angels.
Quite a big secret. People are smart. They can handle it. The person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
It's a sad situation.
And it is a sad situation when sometimes there are people who work together and they are linked together, and then they have what can only be described as a profound falling out. Bill Barr was Attorney General for President George Herbert Walker Bush back in the early 90s. And then he came back to the Justice Department to take over from Jeff Sessions, you remember that, for President Trump. Now he, after defending President Trump in a stalwart manner through impeachment and more, Bill Barr is not part of the Trump cheering section any longer. This is what the former Attorney General recently had to say about his one-time boss.
Is he fit to be president of the United States? Is Donald Trump fit to be president?
This is the way I'll answer that, Geraldo, which is, if you believe in his policies, he's the what he's advertising is his policies, he's the last person who could actually execute them and achieve them. He does not have the discipline. He does not have the ability for strategic thinking and linear thinking or setting priorities or how to get things done in the system. It is a horror show when he's left to his own devices. And so you may want his policies, but Trump will not deliver Trump policies. He will deliver chaos and, if anything, lead to a backlash that will set his policies much further back than they otherwise would be.
That's Bill Barr, the, I almost said one-time Attorney General, but in his case it was two-time Attorney General. There's a new movie coming out as part of the Patterns of Evidence series, and it has to do with the climax, really, of the Exodus story. The climax of the Exodus story is the encounter on Mount Sinai and the giving of the Ten Commandments and, in Jewish tradition, of the entire Torah. So a film about that, we'll be talking about it coming up here on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, pleased to welcome to the show, have him, a friend and colleague, Tim Mahoney, who is a filmmaker with some prodigious ambition. He's made a series of films under the heading Patterns of Evidence, films that actually look at biblical stories and look at the basis for them,
and what they are going to offer. We will, because we are having some problem making connection here, we will just say that the latest Patterns of Evidence project, which is called Journey to Mount Sinai, it's part two, actually opens up one of the big mysteries that archaeologists and theologians and biblical scholars have been looking at for a very long time, which is where exactly was Mount Sinai. Tim Mahoney has been searching for the true location of Mount Sinai for over 20 years. And the new Patterns of Evidence is coming to theaters on May 15th and 17th. It's a special showing. You can find out information about it at michaelmedved.com. It's posted there. And again, the scholarship in some of these films is prodigious, and the conversations with archaeologists, and including archaeologists who are very skeptical about some of the bases of the biblical account, but this provides a fascinating perspective. Check it out at michaelmedved.com and look for Patterns of Evidence. Okay, there's another piece of evidence that isn't particularly good for Washington State. There's a headline in The Hill, of all places. In The Hill, they say, Utah bumps Washington as best state in new rankings. Utah earned the top spot in U.S. News and World Report's best states list this year. The Beehive State beat out Washington, which has held the number one ranking for the past 2 years. Utah was now ranked number one on the list, in part due to its strong economy. The outlet U.S. News and World Report uses thousands of data points, which are then tied to 70 metrics across 8 categories to come up with these state rankings. And the categories are crime, education, healthcare, natural environment, economy, fiscal stability, infrastructure, and opportunity. And Utah earned the top spot in financial stability and economy and made it to the top 10 in education, healthcare, and infrastructure, even though the state ranked only 46th in terms of natural environment. In any event, Washington is still second, and followed by Idaho third, Nebraska fourth, Minnesota fifth, New Hampshire sixth, and so on. I believe we have Tim Mahoney on the line here.
Hello there, Michael.
Hello, Tim. I was just telling people a little bit about the latest Patterns of Evidence project, the Journey to Mount Sinai Part 2. Okay, part one ended with a cliffhanger. If you can explain that quickly, that would be great.
Right. Well, I decided to work on a big investigation, as you know, and it entailed 6 mountains. So we looked at the first 3 mountains, starting with the traditional Mount Sinai, and then we went on to 2 other mountains in the Sinai Peninsula area, and we couldn't finish this investigation because it was so large. So, therefore, we've got part two. But one thing I'll show the audience is that each film really stands on their own with the investigation. You don't really have to see the first one to see the second one because there's so much in the second one, and we give the whole outline of what we're looking for. As usual, Patterns of Evidence films are looking at the biblical text, and we're saying, well, what should we be looking for? How should we discern where the real location of Mount Sinai is? So that's the approach that we've taken.
And these locations are not necessarily close to each other. What's the biggest distance between some of the contenders for the actual location of Sinai?
Probably between 200 and 300 miles from, let's say, the location of Egypt, the Exodus route. The farthest mountain is Mount Bedr in Saudi Arabia, which is actually a volcano. And Sir Cullen Humphreys from Cambridge is the one who has suggested that Mount Sinai could possibly have been a volcano because of the earth, you know, feeling of the rocking of the shaking and the mountain and the fire and the smoke. And he says to me, as a, he's thinking as a scientist, that sounds like God was at a volcano.
And in terms of why this is important at this point, and why you have devoted so much time and energy and imagination to trying to solve this riddle.
You know, today many people in the academic world don't believe the Bible is actually historical. And what happens is, what influences that is that then that gets spread all throughout the universities and colleges. And if you don't believe in one thing, then all the rest of it starts to be a house of cards. They just think it's good moral teachings. But the truth of the matter is that when we started this investigation, literally, in, you know, back 20 years ago, we didn't, there's a pattern that was emerging, and the kind of the idea has been, have people been looking at the right time in history as well as the right place? And in the first film, Michael, that you were in, on the Exodus, we could see that the time that people were suggesting the events happen, there is no evidence, so they're right. But they're kind of playing a few games there, and what we're seeing is the reason why a patterns of evidence approach is so fascinating is because if you look at the text, you then start seeing a pattern emerge in Egypt, but it's earlier in time. In this particular film series now, we're asking the question, are we looking in the right place? Because when they look in the traditional locations, they'll tell you they don't see any evidence for it. But then we start moving into more interesting locations like Saudi Arabia. And that's where a pattern of evidence is emerging.
And the film is premiering on May 15th and 17th, is that right?
That's correct.
And people can go to michaelmedved.com, look on the banner for A Journey to Mount Sinai, part of the Patterns of Evidence series. We will be right back with very different kinds of films, including Guardians of the Galaxy, coming up on the MedVed Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael MedVed Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is praising the latest jobs report as another positive sign for the economy. He attributed the strong jobs report to billions of dollars of private sector investment. The president also slammed Republicans for demanding major budget cuts in exchange to raise the debt limit. New documents, including deposition video, are being released in former President Trump's civil case. In the video of Trump's deposition, he's seen mistakenly identifying a woman in a picture as his ex-wife, Marla Maples, rather than his accuser, writer E. Jean Carroll.
That's Marla. Yeah, that's my wife.
Trump is being sued by Carroll for sexual battery and defamation over an alleged sexual assault in the 1990s. Oregon is issuing the state's first license for a psychedelic service center. It will be used to dispense what is commonly called magic mushrooms to treat a variety of mental health issues. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved show this week, there was a significant local story that actually casts light, I think, on a problem that is not local at all. It is a national problem. The problem is homelessness, street people, people setting up encampments, sleeping on streets and sidewalks and parks. And the city of Everett here in the state of Washington, the Everett City Council on Wednesday this week expanded its no-sit, no-lie law, giving the mayor new authority to set buffers around social service providers and areas highly impacted by street-level issues. Now, what does all this mean in normal language? The council, back in 2021, approved a law that created a buffer zone around the Everett Gospel Mission, which runs a homeless shelter on Smith Avenue. The ordinance made lying down and sitting on nearby public property, mainly sidewalks and streets, a misdemeanor, with a fine of up to $500 and 90 days in jail. In April, just a couple of days ago, city staff and Mayor Cassie Franklin proposed expanding that law with broad authority for the mayor to make similar buffer zones as she sees appropriate. It would also ban groups and people from giving food, supplies, and water to someone on city property in the buffer zones unless they have a special permit to do so. This is what it sounded like when King 5
was covering that Everett City Council vote. Listen.
Everett City Council just voted 4-3 to approve expanding an ordinance to create so-called buffer zones, where at the mayor's discretion, people would be banned from sitting or lying in certain two-block areas near substance use facilities, as well as shelters and other things like it. But many people aren't happy this passed.
I do a lot of street outreach with my student club members. I have a recovery center. That means I have to go out and look for them to save their lives.
This nonprofit leader says he used to be homeless, but he now helps others out of homelessness. He came to the Everett City Council meeting to share his opposition, and he wasn't alone.
All welcome in Everett, except the houseless. Shame on you for even bringing this forward.
And yet others in Everett are fed up with encampments near their property.
There are a lot of homeless people that are gathering in our neighborhood, and they are bringing drugs, trash. They're littering. They're not respecting the neighbors who live in the neighborhood.
Right now, there is an ordinance banning lying or sitting within 10 blocks of the Everett Gospel Mission along Smith Avenue. It was put in place after repeated complaints from businesses along the street about an encampment near the shelter. Since the ordinance went into effect in 2021, neighbors say the camp hasn't returned. But homeless advocates doubt whether that's even a good thing.
That means they're going to be two blocks farther away from the services that could save their lives.
Okay, this is such a common sense situation where people voted 4-3 to actually establish these buffer zones. They quoted the president of the city council, whose name is Brenda Stonecipher, and she said, "We are at a place in the homeless and drug crisis where bad behavior is evolving. It's getting worse. And it's gone from criminal to dangerous. We need to adjust our empathy and make some room for logic and reason." Sounds reasonable, right? The Downtown Everett Association Executive Director Liz Stenning said the group supports improving access to services, but needs help with crime, people defecating in public, and vandalism affecting businesses. Quote, "We hear from businesses daily who are witnessing a dramatic increase in public drug consumption. Business owners handle biohazards themselves and drug paraphernalia on a daily basis as they try to keep their shops and businesses open and welcoming." And the idea that basically they are putting a regulation on requiring a permit before you can help people violate the law by feeding them as they're lying there or sitting there. It also goes to this very real problem where Everett also took a courageous position on the use of public drugs. This is a huge issue here in Washington because the state legislature left us without any statewide regulation on public use of drugs, meaning that unless there is a local initiative or unless the legislature, which is coming back into session May 16th for a special session to deal with this crisis, you're basically saying that it's going to be a situation where you can use any kind of drugs anywhere you want, any time you want. But the Everett City Council approved a new law after 3 weeks of discussion, and again, in a 4-3 vote. Their decision came after lengthy debate among city lawmakers and public comment from business owners, addiction and homeless recovery advocates, and residents. There really isn't a solution. There isn't one thing we can do to solve substance use disorder, Brenda Stonecipher, the president of the council, said. But They did take the stop to the one thing they could do is to criminalize use of an already illegal drug, and something needs to be done. This is not the answer, said one member of the council. The basic idea is we are at a place in the homeless and drug crisis where bad behavior is evolving. And the fact is that with the legislature not having taken any statewide means,
Everett's law doesn't require that police officers have to refer someone to services or alternative programs before citing or arresting them. It also doubles the maximum possible penalties to 180 days in jail and a $2,000 fine if someone is found guilty of using a controlled substance in a drug-free zone. Everett's new drug use law does not include cannabis. The idea that basically cities have not only a right, but a responsibility to try to make life safe and meaningful for children and others who actually live in a city and want it to do well. The idea is that one of the questions that people asked at one of these sessions is, what kind of person are you if things are so difficult for you, you can't even make it into a warm shelter, so you continue to live right outside that shelter, that facility, in some of these protected buffer zones in the cold? And again, defecating in public, using drugs in public, and otherwise degrading the situation in that city. I salute the Everett City Council for taking these steps, and may the state of Washington also clarify the situation of using drugs in public with the new session of the state legislature. Coming up, we have the new Peter Pan and Wendy movie. It's on Disney Plus. It is streaming right now. And then theaters everywhere, sure to be number one in the box office. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, coming up.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Michael Medved Show, wishing everyone some sunshine, some light, and maybe some lighthearted relief here in this glorious spring weekend in the month of May. There's some films that are out there for your entertainment from Hollywood. And one of them is called Peter Pan and Wendy, and it's streaming right now on Disney Plus. And there's been a mixed bag, really, of the various films that Disney has done that take one of its animated classics and then give you a live-action version. The Lion King was very successful in that regard. Aladdin, a little bit less so. And now they're doing a classic film. The animated film of Peter Pan came out in 1953. There are elements of that film, particularly a number with Indian, cartoon Indians basically being portrayed very cartoonishly. There are elements of that film that simply weren't going to play in 2023 when it had come out in 1953. But the remarkable thing about Peter Pan and Wendy is it's basically true to the animated film and even to some extent true to the J.M. Barrie play from more than 100 years ago. That basically started the Peter Pan legend. Jude Law plays Captain Hook. And one of the things that's interesting here is this film is more concerned with relationships than the animated version. And not just the relationship between Peter Pan and Wendy, which is well presented, but the relationship between Peter Pan and Captain Hook, who is played by Jude Law. Wendy, by the way, is played by a young actress who's excellent, whose name is Ever Anderson, and she's the daughter of filmmaker Paul Anderson and of Mila Jovovich, the movie star. She actually makes her character a human, sympathetic, and the real center of the movie.
Are you Peter Pan?
Were you expecting someone else?
Is this everything you dreamed of?
I could never have dreamed of this!
No rules, no schools, no bedtimes, and most of all,
no growing up!
Miss me?
Just like old times.
All your times are old, Captain.
To grow up might just be the biggest adventure of all.
Growing up is the biggest adventure of all. In this film version, she's on the way to go away to boarding school and leaving behind her childhood and her two younger brothers. The film works, and it is fun to watch. And the special effects are spectacular. Neverland and the flying is exceptionally well done. And, you do feel like there are many sections that are very familiar, but then there are other sections that seem to be brand new. Jim Gaffigan, who's a very talented comedian, plays Smee. Remember, who is concerned with the crocodile. And the crocodile is a phenomenal bit of computer graphic imagery. The movie is rated PG. It has what you would expect, some Neverland violence in it, and a lot of swordplay between Peter and Captain Hook. And the Jude Law playing Captain Hook actually does a better job than you would attribute to Dustin Hoffman in that very controversial Spielberg movie, Hook. 3 stars for the newly released Peter Pan and Wendy, now streaming on Disney Plus. Guardians of the Galaxy, of course, is another piece of Disney Marvel Studios work. And a very ambitious one. It is the climax, and this is supposed to be the conclusion of the trilogy of Guardians of the Galaxy series. The first Guardians of the Galaxy was fun, it was frisky, it was upbeat. The second was much more downcast, and the third is most downcast of all. There is an evil god wannabe who is played by Chukwudi Awuji, basically sees himself as improving on creation, getting rid of imperfection and creating new forms of life. And in the process of doing that, he ends up capturing and torturing, basically, the raccoon, who is voiced by Bradley Cooper. All of the familiar characters are back, and they stress their own loyalty to one another while they face every imaginable challenge. Listen.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm Star-Lord. I formed the Guardians, met a girl, fell in love, that girl died, but then she came back.
He left out some important information, but that is the gist of it.
My sacred mission is to create the perfect society.
He didn't want to make things perfect. He just hated things the way they are.
I want you all to know that I'm grateful to fight beside my friends.
Okay, that line, I'm grateful to fight beside my friends, that sort of line is repeated again and again and again. Karen Gillan is back as Nebula. Chris Pratt, of course, is Peter Quill in Star Wars. Dave Bautista kind of steals the movie as Drax, because it turns out, who knew that Drax, big, hulking, muscular guy, has a particular connection to children and to abused children. That's one of the problems with this film, is that in 2.5 hours running time, one of the challenges they face is not only animals who are being mutilated and manipulated genetically by the sneering and terribly overacting villain, but there also are kids and big armies of kids, dozens of them, who are at some risk and in a way that is very scary for a PG-13 rating. There are other creatures that are created. There's a killer pig that makes an appearance. The film, however, feels longer than it is. Again, it's 2.5 hours long, and it drags on and on and on. And yes, it is fun to hear all the commitments for how much the various characters who are the Guardians of the Galaxy, how much they love one another and count on one another and want to work together to save the world. And the Zoe Saldana, as always, is a strong screen presence. But the movie does not end this trilogy on a high note, even though you do encounter someone from one of the earlier films at the very end, so people will stay to the very end. Rated PG-13, 2.5 stars for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Not one of the immortal contributions from the Marvel comic universe. Coming up on Monday, it's gotten very little attention with all the other distractions, but Iran this week seized 2 different oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. That's what the U.S. Navy says. So does that mean, or does it signify, as some people argue, that Iran now has enough uranium for 5 nukes, not just one? We will talk about that with Ilan Berman, who has spent time living in Iran and researching the subject. We'll also be speaking with Professor John Yu, one of the leading conservative legal scholars in the country. We'll talk with him about the attacks on the Supreme Court and on Justice Thomas, and also the conviction of the Proud Boys and what that will mean to the presidential campaign ahead. And speaking of which, can Joe Biden win over the meh voters again in 2024? Voters without particular enthusiasm for him or anyone else. We will confront that question also. How is it that progressives finally have found a subway killing that they find interesting and important? That and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.